in a lot of ways, it's never been better to have Down syndrome than right now. And here's what I mean by that. There are so many resources available for kids with Down syndrome. But what's odd is that even though it's never been better to have Down syndrome, there's never been less people with Down syndrome than there is today. So in the United States, 75% of in utero diagnosis of Down syndrome is aborted. In the United States, 75%.
Wow.
In Europe, in a lot of the Scandinavian countries, that's up to 100%. So people have heard about Iceland and Norway and places like that. United Kingdom.
And they brag
about it. We don't have any Down syndrome. And so it's interesting because there's never been more resources. People have never been more afraid to welcome a challenging circumstance into the world.
Beatitudes.
Hello, Beatitudes worldwide. Yeah. That's right. We're all over the world we got Australia in the mix. We've got Italy showing up strong.
That's right.
United States, of course, mostly
Denver.
Mostly Munster, Texas. largely. Yes, and Denver today and on Monday's show, if you didn't catch that already. My name is Paul Kolker. Welcome to the Beatitudes, a podcast for Christian men seeking to grow in holiness as we encourage each other on that journey through a little bit of humor and a whole lot of holiness, and at least we hope. And today we're joined by a wonderful guest, but before we get there, we've got Jeffrey Shufflebine.
Every day I'm Shufflebine.
And Nicholas Besner.
I don't do that, but I'm here.
Taking Where's your cool intro song?
I'm taking care of business.
Every day.
Oh, and we're off to the races. But ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to welcome back for the bonus episode none other than Gianmichael Lucido.
Woo! I love the Italian language.
Grazie mille. Sì, molto bene.
Studiare under poco cre.
Yeah, this guy was a student of mine. Yes, right. If you didn't catch that on the Monday episode, go back and watch that one. It was a fun one. Gianmichael was a math student of mine who has gone on.
Generous term.
He was present in the math classroom.
Total mathlete.
Yes, mathlete for sure. He couldn't focus then, but he does focus now.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gianmichael Lucido.
Yes.
All right.
Matthew McConaughey.
Brother, as a focused missionary, you do a lot of stuff to reach out to connect with humans in the college campus sphere, but you're doing it as a married man with children.
Yep.
We've had a chance to see some of your stories, some of your children. You talked about you had one born how long ago?
2 months.
2 months
Whoa.
Ago.
Oh, congrats.
Man, tell us about your kids. Tell us about your home life. We want to hear about what does a college kid get to know as you journey with them?
Yeah.
And they see your witness to family and faith.
I appreciate that. So my wife and I got married young, 22. We got pregnant.
My wife was 21, if we're just going to be like.
Let's go. We're one up in
but
here.
But your average age was.
20 and a half. There. Oh, no.
No, you were not 20.
30.
You were 30.
I was higher than that. Keep
Three.
Going. Thank you.
So we had our first 8 months and 29 days after we got married.
No way! You nailed it!
Nailed it. And so she's a beautiful girl. Eden is her name. Eden Claire. And then about 6 months later, we got pregnant with our second child.
6 months?
6 months later.
Wow.
Yeah, it was... They were 15 months apart.
Wow.
15 and a half. So we were 23. We were 10 hours away from here in Dallas where our kind of support structure is. Most of our staff fundraise their salaries, so we were fundraising, you know, our expenses as well. And we're 23, 6-month-old, and pregnant with our second. And we found out at the 20-week ultrasound that our child was going to be a little bit different. And we didn't know what was different, but we went into an appointment where they said, hey, there's some things that, you know, don't look normal on the ultrasound. We're going to bring you to the high-risk fetal care unit in downtown Kansas City to get things checked out. And it was there that we found out that our son, we knew as a son by that time, had Down syndrome, trisomy 21, as it's called. And, you know, Down syndrome is a chromosomal genetic abnormality on the 21st chromosome. But typically it's found in women who have children at an older age. Because there's science that happens there when we're not going to get into the biology, but the sperm when it meets the egg and they make the baby, there's some stuff that happens as a woman gets older that makes that more frequent. And the genetic counselor who we worked with at the time at KU Med said, I've never seen a woman your age have a child with Down syndrome.
Oh.
Because we were, wow. My wife was 23, 24 at the time. And so we felt right away like this is, you know, this is special. Yeah. This is, we feel very picked out for this. Yeah. Because we said, you know, what are the odds of someone our age having a child like this? And she was like, I don't know, because I've literally never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was born in February of 2021. He just turned 3 yesterday. His name's Judah.
Yesterday.
We named him, yeah, yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. We named him Judah because Judah means praise be to God in Hebrew. And we wanted people when they met him that they would think praise be to God, that that he's not someone who's lesser, but someone who is seen in the eyes of the Father as beautiful and perfect and a real gift to the world. So
how has that materialized, you know, at 3, having this family and people that know you, right? I think a lot of the times the assumption is, oh, a pity, because John Michael and his wife ended up with a child that has a unique circumstance. I bet they're done having children. This is going to be their cross to bear. Like, how's it been to go through the work with Judah and being able to be the father of Judah to now have another? Like, what are you experiencing in people's reactions to that?
Well, so my wife and I are 27. We just had our 3rd kid. And frequently people come up at Costco, grocery store, Mass even, and they're like, wow, you really got your hands full. As in, like, you seem overwhelmed, which we are. And, you know, you like to always kind of have the one-liners in the back of the pants just to throw out. And ours is just, we're blessed. We're blessed. We're very blessed. Yeah. And, you know, with Judah in particular, and the special needs world right now is really interesting because in a lot of ways, it's never been better to have Down syndrome than right now. And here's what I mean by that. There are so many resources available for kids with Down syndrome. Gerber, the baby brand, just had a kid with Down syndrome on their label.
Yeah.
There was a person with Down syndrome in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. Yeah. There was a person with Down syndrome who did an Ironman. Like, we're in a lot of ways, we're lifting up these people. But what's odd is that even though it's never been better to have Down syndrome, there's never been less people with Down syndrome than there is today.
Mm.
So in the United States, 75% of in utero diagnosis of Down syndrome is aborted. In the United States, 75%.
Wow.
In Europe, in a lot of the Scandinavian countries, that's up to 100%. So people have heard about Iceland and Norway and places like that, United Kingdom.
And they brag
is
80, about it.
Brag they, about it. We don't have any Down syndrome. And so it's interesting because there's never been more resources. People have never been more afraid to welcome a challenging circumstance into the world. And I think it just shows that what's happening right now with the, you know, emphasis on helping those who are different is if we focus on people's differences and we try to elevate them based on their differences, we actually miss out on the fact that they just have value in and of themselves. Mm-hmm. And very fascinating.
I think it's interesting, too. Anybody that I know in family situations, I even have a niece that through an aneurysm ended up with a lot of special needs for the rest of her life. It also kind of brings us back to, I think, the way we were meant to be, which is stay with your family.
That's
like,
right.
Be around family. Don't move across the world all the time.
Right.
Like, I had this conversation with my parents the other day. We moved into a new house. Paul, did you know that? Did I tell you that?
What?
Yeah. More to come on that one. We've never shared this on air, but yep. I moved into Paul's childhood home. So it's just...
He's not joking.
Make this as awkward
as
we can.
Really happened.
My parents visited, and I said, hey, the way this house is set up, we can have this guest room here with no stairs, no anything. So should one of you pass before the other, which will probably happen, is how death happens, the other one will always be invited to move in here. And I love, like, cultures, and American culture is not this, that you are around your family. You are around your, even your 3rd cousins, and you are, that was from the other show, and you are around your everybody.
Yeah. Right.
It's what Lindsay, Texas looks like to me when I go and visit Nick's house.
Okay. It's pretty awesome.
Everybody. And that's beautiful.
My grandmother made Sunday dinner every Sunday.
That's awesome.
And it was all the cousins, aunts, and uncles.
Wow.
Always.
Yep. We call Judah our perpetual roommate.
Yeah.
Because he's probably never going to move out. And I just can't wait till he's like 40.
Judah's
and
the
I'm
PR
60,
machine.
And we're sitting at a bar together watching a game.
Yeah.
And he's on his 4th Shirley Temple. You know?
I'll be there. I'll be 87, though. That's hard. trying to do the math here. Hey, you know how people say, you got your hands full. Let's start. I'm going to ask the Beatitudes Nation to do this. Let's start saying stuff like that to people that have no kids or grown kids or it has nothing to do with kids.
Ooh,
like,
you got your hands full there.
People like, is yeah, that a I'm Tesla? Running.
You got your hands full.
That's a perfect example. Oh, I can't make it to lunch. I have a meeting. Wow, you really have your hands full. Y'all doing all right?
Yeah. You need a meal?
Do you know how that happens?
Yes. Right.
Putting meetings on your schedule like that? Like, let's just reverse everything.
I love it.
Yeah. I love it.
You have a meeting at noon.
Ooh, let's get a color TV for your bedroom.
Yeah, why don't you get a hobby?
you working through lunch today? Got your hands full there.
Right.
A lot going on.
Oh, we're going to flip the script. That's what we're going
to
do.
I love it. Because we don't need to be on the defensive.
Mm-mm.
You know, we are the ones who need to be on the offense and tell people that having large families, being open to life, it isn't an externality. It should be the norm.
Yeah.
And if everyone was driving a shuffle bus, then
yes,
we'd be
sir.
In a really, really good spot.
You know my love language.
Can I tell you about this car that I really want for my family if we have a large enough?
Right, we can do a whole Beatitudes push. Let's make this
real
happen.
Quick. So there's a guy out in Charlotte, North Carolina, that specializes in making large cars for large Catholic families.
Okay.
And he takes the front end of a Ford 250 and the back end of a Ford Excursion. You know those bigger than the Expedition?
Yeah.
And he fuses them together. And so it seats 12, and it's an F-250 engine, and they're lifted. It's awesome.
Jeff's going to sell his van.
Yeah.
That you just got, right?
Well,
yeah.
I might actually need a second vehicle at the rate we're going, so maybe I'll just have whatever do I call this one, shuffle truck.
That's right.
Man,
that's awesome.
Wow.
Very cool. Well, listen, John Michael, we're blessed that you were able to stop by the studio on your trip to town.
That's right.
Have a reunion with Paul. Yeah, this is beautiful. And you're doing great work out there. I would encourage anybody, go look up Focus Catholic. Understand how you can get involved in supporting a ministry that's journeying with college students and beyond.
And then you can learn to talk like John Michael. I mean, come on.
Come on. Yeah. What Appreciate you're doing that. Is real talk, brother. And people need that. And we need that at this tiny table.
That. Well, and especially at that college age. I mean, that's such a formative 4 years, as we heard in the previous episode. A lot can happen in that time. So having people, boots on the ground, people not much older than college students who are there to walk with them, I mean, that's fantastic.
That's right. All right, John Michael, we will see you on LinkedIn. We will see you at the next SEEK conference.
Absolutely.
We will see you on the college campuses and you championing family life for Catholic men, especially in their 20s. Proud of you, brother. And for the rest of you, we will
see you in the Eucharist.
God bless you.
I close my eyes. Golly, I hope this show will never die. There's a few dudes making tons of content that's good for you. The Beatitudes. The Beatitudes.
Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to join us at our undersized table, subscribe to the video version of the show on YouTube by typing at, that's the symbol at, so shift and two on your keyboard, @the_Beatitudes on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This podcast is part of the Spoke Street Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.